What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, this is one for the books. Oh, yeah. I've been waiting to cover this particular scenario. Now, this article was published on the 19th of February. Orange County man charged with terminating his estranged wife on Valencuck's Day. Ah, yes. Gentlemen, it would appear that Cupid decided to go all in on this one. He pulled out the heavy artillery. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Whoa! An Orange County man has been charged with termination for allegedly stabbing his estranged wife to deletion inside of their home over Valencuck's Day weekend after believing she had plans to meet another man, officials said. My. Seems to be pretty open and shut, don't you think? According to the Orange County District Attorney's Office, deputies responded at around 6:30 a.m. on the 14th of February after a woman called the Sheriff's Department to report that her brother-in-law had phoned her claiming he had offlined his wife. When deputies arrived at the San Juan Capistrano residence, they encountered a man later identified as Stephen DeMora, 62, walking out of the home with blood on his face and body, authorities said. Inside the home, deputies discovered the carcass of DeMora, 59, lying in a pool of blood on the garage floor. Prosecutors say she had been stabbed to deletion. The couple had been married for roughly 30 years, but had been estranged for about a decade while continuing to live together in the same home, officials said. Put a pin right there. Stephen DeMora was transported to a local hospital for treatment of what authorities described as self-inflicted injuries before being taken into custody. Prosecutors alleged the offlining occurred after Mr. DeMora, believed his wife had a date with another man during Valencuck's Day weekend. He has been charged with one count of felony termination, along with a special enhancement for the personal use of a knife. What? Well, I guess they'll charge us men with anything to get the conviction. If convicted on all charges, he faces a maximum sentence of 26 years to life in state prison. The man is 62 years old. Do you really think he cares at this point? No. Gentlemen, once again, what we have is another member of the Three Hots and a Cot Retirement Club. Quote unquote, this is a tragedy on so many levels that a relationship that stretched over so many decades could erupt in such brutality on a day meant to celebrate love. Orange County District Attorney Todd Spitzer said in a statement, "Violence of any kind against anyone will not be tolerated, and those who engage in violence will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law." Mr. DeMora is currently being held at the Orange County Jail in lieu of $1 million of bail. He is scheduled to be arraigned on the 26th of March at Harbor Justice Center in Newport Beach. The investigation remains ongoing. Well, well, well. Gentlemen, if you're married and you and your wife become estranged, the first thing you should do, leave. Move out. Don't be roommates. Don't stay because, oh, you know what? I ain't got nowhere else to go. No, you do have somewhere to go. It's that property that you don't want to lose. Yeah, you're going to lose that regardless. They've been estranged for decades, essentially being roommates. No, don't do that. Move out. Start your life over somewhere else. And when it's time for the divorce, just go ahead and do it. Simple. Plain, that's it. You don't need that stress. And once again, estrangement does not mean separated. Legal separation, completely different ball game. But you got to look at, once again, this economy. Guy probably couldn't afford to go anywhere else. But damn it, leave. Even if you got to live in your car, once you become estranged, get the fuck out of that environment, because that is a very dangerous environment. Because at that point, she can do anything that she wants to get you in trouble with the law. But this man figured, okay, since you're already going to start dating other people, Leviticus 20:10 comes into play. Because, yeah, we're still legally married. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly, what more do I need to damn say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. Gonna give it a 10. Method of execution. Obviously, the hot butter knife of doom. Gonna give that a 45. Psychological impact. No one else was there, so we'll give it the standard 40. And for the brutality factor, once again, he went stab, 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 stab. So you know I'm gonna give that a 45 as well. So Stephen, Diabolical DeMora, gets a score of 140. Gentlemen, the fact that this went down on Valancuk's Day completely seals it. But yeah. Hey, more and more men, especially older men, have been putting on the mask. Oh, yeah, MGTOW and Phinium, I got your article. That one's going to be tomorrow. And Neo, I got yours from over on MGTOW TV. Yeah, oh, my God. Yeah, the Reaper's definitely been busy this year. And it's only February. Gentlemen, like I said at the start of this year, it was going to be, it's going down. Men around the world are not taking it anymore. It's going to be a year for the books, man. I'm telling you. And with that being said, you know what, ladies? Hey, your fuckery, yeah, a lot of men have decided they're going to go with lethal means to get rid of you. But you know what? I'm here to share the stories. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to all you women out there who still believe that you're going to be able to piss off the man you're in a relationship with and he's not going to do anything about it, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystal clear. The power you think you have from society, which we constantly tell you is fake, it's false, it's an illusion. It always goes out in these scenarios. Feminism, and once again, believing that the Duluth model is going to keep that man off of you when he finally reaches his limit, that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, ladies, when a man no longer cares about the consequences of his actions, he will act. And when it comes to HMT, that action is always lethal. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.